We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Herbie, let's go.
Lawrence Holmes live from Chicago, middays noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
If you're just a baseball fan, if you're just like, wow, Roberto Clemente was amazing. He was this amazing combination of speed, power, defense. You can look at number 21 and be like, man, he's one of my favorite players of all time. If you're a young player that's playing on in a Latin American country, you can look at him and be like, wow, look at what this guy was able to do. He's the first Latino in the Baseball Hall of Fame. He was an amazing player. He's an icon. If you're poor, he cared about the poor. He understood the plight of the poor and made that something that he talked about incessantly. If you're proud to be from where you're from, there's that element of it. If you're a proud Puerto Rican, look at Clemente High School over in Humboldt Park and look at the way that he is still revered. And we're talking 50 years after his death. If you're Black, his contribution as someone who was unapologetically Puerto Rican and unapologetically Black is so important. The guy is an absolute legend.
Make me a bicycle clown.
Bass drop. Man, that was too much fun with Layla and Ranji. So happy to hang out with them. This segment is being brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Here's what we got planned for you today. One of the Bears coaches is miffed, man. We're going to talk to you about him expressing his miffdom. We are going to talk with Jason Leisure. He was in the room yesterday. I've got some baseball stuff that I want to get through as well. We need to take a break. When we come back, Joe Ostrowski is going to join me. I am curious to hear his Bears thoughts after week one. We will do that next here on The Score.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Lawrence Holmes, live from Chicago, middays noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
Joe Ostrowski, host of BetQL Daily.
When early odds is on the air on Saturdays, there are a lot of people that tune out. They don't want to hear sports betting. But when you really break it down, it's just sports talk.
The best gambling analyst in the country. Wanna bet?
I'm Jordan with the mic. Wanna gamble?
It's the same stuff we do on The Score all day. You're talking about sports. You're talking about matchups. And you're just saying, okay, this is what it's set at, the number. I predict that this is going to happen because of reasons 1, 2, and 3. It's all sports talk, and you don't, even if you're not a sports bettor, you have no interest in that, you're going to learn stuff.
Joe Ostrowski on the Lawrence Holmes Show, right damn now.
We love talking with Joe Ostrowski. He is the host of BetQL Daily. He is also the host of Early Odds. You can hear here on The Score Saturday morning starting at 8 a.m. He joins me on the Circa Resort and Casino hotline. Circa Resort and Casino, great place in Las Vegas. They've got the world's largest sit there, enjoy yourself in their sports book when you go out there for Bears Raiders. Now Joe joins us here on The Score. Joseph, hello.
What a bunch of bums. All you guys. Oh, he's piling on during transition before I come on. Even when you were out. Same thing happened when Grody was in. Sully, my good name in my hometown. What are you talking about? I would be the guy that would say, like that? Like that?
You would be the
I
guy.
I would not do Kirk Cousins. No, I'm not going to do the Kirk Cousins thing.
You would. Do you? You heard the soundbite, right?
Yes, I heard you guys laughing at me. I mean, what do you think?
I mean, Joe, tell the truth.
No.
That would be you.
Maybe
did they get run over like
ago.
That?
Yeah, probably.
It's the truth. It's the truth. And I am appreciative of it.
It was just right there for him. Like, you got to tip that in, don't you?
You got to.
I mean, we're already yelling over the play. The moment's gone. So let's just have fun with it and go viral. Why not?
And he got the dog's name wrong at the beginning of it, or the cat, or whatever it was. And just very, very strange.
It's a touching moment.
It's a very touching moment. And I'm glad that we have that piece of audio. Did you hear the other piece of audio that we played?
Oh, yeah,
9/11 thing?
Yeah, I got that.
Yeah, man. That is cringeworthy.
Hey, what are you doing, man?
I don't know what.
Not Dan.
Not Dan. That was not Dan. Let's be very clear. That was not Dan Pompey who did that. He would not do something like that.
No.
It's amazing. All right, Joe, I've been waiting, man. I know that, look, because you're doing this stuff nationally, people don't get the fire and the passion like they were getting when you were just doing the nighttime show, too. So I got to know, were you able to watch the Bears game clinically and just look at it from a betting perspective, or were you laughing at what you saw Sunday night?
Oh, yeah, I was absolutely able to. I guess it's a mix of both, because I'm clearly in Camp Fields like everybody else in this city. But I had a lot riding on the Rams covering the 7.5, so I really needed that to get home. And the Bears are actually making that a little too close for comfort for about 3 quarters, which people kind of forget. We just remember the mess-ups in the secondary, which is certainly fair, and that's worth bringing up. But, I mean, at the end of the day, and maybe it's just me removing myself a little bit from it, and the expectations are low, but Yeah, they lost by 20 points. If you watch the game, I wouldn't say they got completely housed. I mean, there were two big plays in that game. And whatever happened in the secondary, you can put it on them. But I wouldn't say that the Rams completely outclassed the Bears. I mean, the stuff that I see nationally, it's like, oh, yeah, the Rams showing they are true Super Bowl contenders. Maybe at the end of the regular season, they'll be viewed as a top five team. I think they already are. So that's what I was expecting from the Bears. That's why I was taking -7.5. And Lawrence, when I say a lot riding on it, I'm in that Circa Sports $1 million contest.
Yeah.
With Paul Aspen. We were 4-0 going into that game. So that capped off our 5-0. We had convinced ourselves, well, we're not going 5-0. So the Bears are going to find a way for a backdoor cover or something like that. But, you know, it was pretty much what I expected. And I thought we would see a little bit of Justin Fields. We saw a little bit of him. He got into the end zone, one of his five snaps. But, yeah, we're going to spend a lot more time talking about this defense or lack thereof. Now, I do think they're going to improve as the season moves along, but it's going to be rough on the road. That Rams game, not the outlier. They're playing a bunch of really good quarterbacks. One of my takeaways was, and this is usually not the case, as you know, this goes back to the years when you're covering the team. They might be an over team, which is not what we're used to. We're used to strong defense, you know, just don't mess it up. Lower scoring game, Bears an under team. They might be an over team. And once Fields is out there for good, we might see some track meets.
Do you think that until he's named starter that we might see? I know that Bet Rivers had done the prop and the Parkins had thrown out on snaps per game. Do you think that that'll be something that other books will latch on to until he's named starter?
No, because now that's a locked-in bet. Because now we've seen it, and that was in game one. So we go from game one to game two. What's it going to be? Well, he's not going to have fewer than five snaps, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's only going to increase more and more. And, I mean, the Boo Birds, that's going to be fascinating from the start or the first three and out that we see on Sunday. So maybe to generate some conversation, a little bit of action, maybe lower limits on that bet. But I think what we'll see is from a lot of the legal books, we'll see boosters like Justin Fields to score a touchdown, trying to get people to motivated to bet with their particular book.
Okay. All right. That makes a lot of sense. When it comes to overall week one in the NFL, was there anything that you're looking at and saying this might be the beginning of a trend?
A few different things. Now, there's this idea when you have lines posted for week one for months and months and months, there's this idea that all the sharps out there, they've completely shaped these lines. These lines are so tight to start the season. And underdogs performed in week one the best they ever have in the Super Bowl era. Underdogs were 12-4 against the spread. 12-4. A number of them won outright on the road. Miami, LA Chargers, Pittsburgh, Philly, and Arizona, which leads us into the next point. So it's overreaction week. We kind of laugh about it in the business, but we're all guilty of it. And the movement that we've seen on these week two games is pretty startling. New England against the Jets. This week, that's gone from 3.5 to 6. I mean, Jacksonville was so bad against Houston that Teddy Bridgewater, I mean, he had a great week one. He's number one in the league in QBR and EPA. They go from -3 to -6 on the road. New Orleans, now everybody's backing the Saints. A week ago, it was like, I don't know about the Saints this year. They don't have a quarterback. And now it's just how good is Jameis going to be? Kansas City line movement through the key number of 3 from 2.5 to 3.5. A lot of bad news from the Cowboys yesterday. The line goes from 2.5 to 3.5. Bunch of line movement on this Bears-Bengals game I want to hit on as well.
Yeah, me too. I want to ask you specifically about that.
Yeah, so the look-ahead line, which means they post lines a week ahead of time. So before the week one games, the Bears are favored by 3.5, okay? So after watching a disappointing performance on Monday Night Football, Bengals upset the Vikings. There's a little bit of a reaction. So then on Sunday night, it's posted at 3, half-point adjustment. Yesterday, I saw this thing get all the way down to 1.
What? I saw it at 2.5, and I was going to ask you about that.
It's been bouncing around. Right now at PointsBet, it's -1.5. but I saw it get all the way down to one. So I reached out to PointsBet. I said, so what's going on here? And he said, they mentioned the money line bets, just picking the straight up winner. 80% of the money is on the Bengals to
win.
To win outright at Soldier Field. So that's why we've seen some of that. Just as a longtime bettor, my first thought is, are they really supporting Cincinnati and fading the Bears? Or are some of these bettors getting that number in a spot that they want it to be, like inside of that field goal, which we got, and then they're going to come in on the other side on the Bears? I wonder.
So that's what I wanted to ask you about. I wanted to talk to you because we had this discussion last year about trying to figure out home field advantage in a season where there were no fans in the stands. Mm-hmm. When I saw the Bears line start out at 2.5, and I was going off of, I'm probably doing the same thing with the overreaction. I watched the Bengals. I was like, okay, they play pretty well. I watched the Bears. I didn't think that overall that the team played well, so I was surprised to see the Bears favored by 2.5. And I was like, well, are we back to normalizing home field advantage, and is that why the Bears started out as the favorite?
What do you I'm curious on your perspective on this. What do you think normalizing home field advantage means?
Well, in the past, I thought it was always home team got three.
Yes.
So I'm looking at it and being like, all right, well, now we've gone back to the old way of doing things where even though the Bears weren't impressive, they got 3 or 2.5 points going into this game. And I was like, wow, that's interesting to me. Do we know that it'll actually make a difference that they're playing at home with a crowd?
I think most people agree with you that that's the first thought. Okay, Bears minus 3. I guess that makes sense. Bears and Bengals about the same right now going into the game. Bears are at home. You make them a 3-point favorite. The data that we've seen over the last few years suggests those days are over.
Okay.
And, I mean, we can throw out some guesses why that's the case. Now, 2020, you can completely throw out. And our Friday visits last year, we talked about it all the time, that we realized with no fans, even though you do have some travel involved, home field meant absolutely nothing. In 2020, home teams went 134, 131, and one straight up. So 50%, 50.6% home teams won. Let's go back to 2019, the last time we had full stadiums. 2019, home teams were 136, 124, and one. They won 52% of the time. That's the second lowest winning percentage of all time with home teams. So in the last 2 years, we've seen the lowest win percentage for home teams. And in 2019, home teams were 43% against the spread. So the road teams were covering a lot more. And then I mentioned last week how good these road teams performed, even with the state, like all offseason, that was a big narrative, right? Like, oh, it's going to be different now. The stadiums are going to be filled with fans. We're going to feel the impact in week one. That was not the case. The underdogs were covering. The underdogs were winning straight up in a lot of cases. I saw a study, Arrowhead. That's viewed as one of the best home fields. That's the perception, right?
It gets loud. It's got everyone is the decimals are being read, and it's the loudest place in the NFL.
Since 2013, the Chiefs have lost 27 times at Arrowhead. I'm sorry, they have 27 losses overall. I messed that up. 13 of the 27 have been at Arrowhead. So half their losses have been at home since 2013. It's tough to remove that from our brains.
Yes.
Because we've thought about the home field, the home team having the big edge so much. It feels like it's gone. And I think that's part of the reason I did so well. I took four road teams last week. So it's
knocked down the fear of taking the road team now, because the data indicates that the advantage of being at home isn't what we perceive it to be. It's a misnomer.
When I reach out to people that have models or some odds makers, what maybe once upon a time it was 3 points for home field, right now, and most people aren't aware of this, it's 1.5 to 2 points. Okay. And where's the line? 1.5 right now for the Bears.
You can check out Joe Ostrowski on BetQL Daily on the Odyssey app and the podcast too. You can also check him out on The Score, early odds Saturday morning, 8 a.m. till 9 a.m. Joe's brought to you by PointsBet.
They do a lot of great work with Joe, and we love that they are a part of what we're doing with his segment each week. Joe, I'll talk to you next week.
Lawrence, Matt Nagy might be favored to be the first coach fired, but I don't see it.
I don't see it either. I appreciate that. I love Joe. Joe's the best. At Joe0670 is where you can find him on Twitter if you would like to discuss your thoughts on wagers that you would like to make, or if you just want to bother him and say, yes, he is a bad enough guy that he might have said that about that dog or cat, Lucy. We need to take a break. I want to go around the White Sox diamond and give away some yearbook quotes. I'll explain next here on The Score.
Lawrence Holmes live from Chicago, middays noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
The White Sox are getting ready to play the Angels this afternoon. It'll be Reynaldo Lopez who will be on the mound. Good start against Oakland the last time that he went out there to start a game. Anderson at short, Robert in center, more on him in a second. Abreu's DH, Aloy in left, Sheets first base, Garcia in right, Gonzalez at third. Collins is going to catch, and Hernandez is playing second base. I want to take you back to yesterday's show real quick, because Steve Stone has been talking a lot about Luis Robert and the things that make him special. Check out what he said when I asked him about Robert being beyond just like the best player on the White Sox, but one of the best in MLB.
Well, look, you have to realize, number one, how strong he is. And that's something that is a product of working out, certainly, and a product of genetics. I mean, he's just a big, very strong guy. He also runs exceptionally well. You don't see big, strong guys run as well as he does. So when you watch him making contact and not hitting the sweet spot and still see him hit it 440 feet, you realize that you are watching a special athlete. You're watching a guy with unlimited tools, and it's just a question of going out there and getting it done. But we've seen since coming back off the IL for him, he's been wonderful. I mean, that batting average is upwards of 350, maybe a little bit higher. He's hitting the ball out of the ballpark. He's driving in runs. He's scoring runs. The one aspect of his game you're not seeing, and this is an aspect for the White Sox as a team right now. Everybody is so concerned about the amount of double plays that Sox are grounding into. And I will grant that they are grounding into a lot of double plays. But one of the things that the fans are missing is that Tony has pretty much shut down the running game. Because, and I talked with him about this, he said, hey, look, we can't afford to have one of our base stealers hurt stealing a base, especially with this kind of a lead. So we're going to pretty much shut down the running game, make sure that everybody is healthy. You can't ever stop a guy from hustling, but you don't have to allow him to steal bases in what is a fait accompli as far as the White Sox winning the division. So with Tony pretty much shutting down the running game, that exposes you more often to a ground ball with the runner at first, which turns into two, which is happening a lot, which is getting everybody concerned. But don't be concerned about that, because as they move a little bit further, as this team gets into the playoffs, they will probably resurrect some part of the running game going forward.
I'm totally okay with them not resurrecting the running game. Save Billy Hamilton having to steal you a bag late in the game to go into scoring position. And even then, I'm like, it depends on the pitcher and what's going on. When I look at Robert, and I hear people saying, look, this guy could be a top five player in the league. I think people are right about that. It's weird, though, because when I look around the White Sox diamond, I go, Jose Abreu, best RBI guy. I look at Tim Anderson and go, the most important player on the team. I look at Yoan Moncada and I go, the most talented. I think Yoan Moncada has got all of the stuff, everything you want. And even this season where he's having a good season, I think that he could be more. I actually think Moncada is like a top 10 player in the league type dude. And I think that Robert will probably get to that point because of everything that Stoney said. But the White Sox around their diamond have a lot of cool stuff, like Gavin Sheets, best swing. Yasmani Grandal, best at bats. They got a lot of cool stuff on their roster. But I still hold out hope
that Moncada is not just, man, I'm glad he's on the White Sox, good. But, damn, that dude is one of the best players in the league. I think he's still got that type of talent. There's a lot of stuff going on at Halas Hall yesterday. I want to ask Jason Leisure about that as they get ready to take on the Bengals. We will do that next here on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.